Hello, and welcome to Holden Village. Today's date is February 10th, 2003. Today's session is Women's Retreat Session Number 6, I Believe in the Holy Spirit Wrap-Up, presented by Peg Schultz-Ackerson, number SCP-2003-06. Let's listen in.
Again, we'll just sing the last three verses that have the brood, abide, and bold in it, if you haven't noticed. we're going to do that. There's also another song I've been wanting us to use, and I want us to sing it now while Rolf is with us, and then if we have time, I'm going to do something more with it at the end. But if not, then you'll have been introduced to it anyway, and we're grateful that you've been with us through this time. Yeah. And you're all and then we have I've asked one of our environmentalists to give us a little thing to think about each other when we go home. Where is she? She's not here yet. Yeah. So anyway, she has a little thing for us to think about, and Stacy's going to tell us about a resource. Stacy's here, and so we've got a few other little things, and I want us to reflect on something also in your group. So we're going to begin by singing, but first of all, I'm encouraging you to memorize this. If you haven't picked up your little copy of it, there's one there, or there's some left, but you don't need it because you're going to memorize it, right? So, fish cannot drown in water.
Fish cannot drown in water.
Birds cannot sink in air.
Birds cannot sink in air.
Gold cannot perish in the refiner's fire.
Gold cannot perish in the refiner's fire.
This has God given to all creatures.
This has God given to all creatures.
To foster and seek their own nature.
To foster and seek their own nature.
How then can I withstand mine?
How then can I withstand mine?
By Mechthild of Magdeburg.
By Mechthild.
Let's sing the last verses 4, 5, and 6 of O Living Breath of God.
Thank you.
we have a couple of copies here. It's in the Ionis CD, though, that's available in the bookstore.
Yeah.
I'll be ready for the next store.
One more time, of course.
Sure, but I know last year
it
was people were buying right
before the
last
chance at the mall.
Yeah. While Rolf is with us, we're going to sing 639 of Sleep Now, Holy Baby. And if we have time, I'm going to ask Karin if she'll play it for us at the end, if we can do it again. Where's Karin?
Right there.
Oh, right there. Good. Is that right?
Sure.
So, because I want us to do something with it. But 639. Alternative words we can put in here so that we can sing. You need not fear.
George.
All right.
What?
And it fits better. I thought about that one if you say George W. It's in there. You need not fear George W. He will bring no harm to you. There's one verse. Okay. Someone else come with another. You need not. What are some of the fears you have?
Unknown.
You need not fear the unknown. Good. That'll be verse 2. You remember
future.
That one, okay?
Future.
You need not fear the future. That's verse 3. You remember that, okay? You lead us in that, all right? You do. George W., one of you over here. All right. What's another verse we can do? What's another fear you have?
Orange alert.
You need not fear orange alert. Okay, Stacy, that's the next verse, number 4.
Myself.
You need not fear yourself. I need not fear myself. I will bring no harm to
me.
Somehow like that, or it's easy. Or you need not fear yourself. You will bring no harm to you. That's easier. Lead us in that one, okay? Other things you're afraid of.
Feeling pain and sadness.
You need not fear
the sadness.
Sorrow.
You need not feel
your sorrow.
Your sorrow or deep sorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need not fear deep sorrow. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be afraid of sorrow because no matter how sad we go, God goes deeper than that.
And love goes deeper than that. We don't need to be afraid of it, even though we will have sorrow. We don't need to be afraid of it. Good. Well, let's sing these, and if you come up with others, we'll... So, who was the number one one here?
I can't sing that high, so everybody has to just do it.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to. We'll all sing together. So, the first verse will be George W. So, we'll just do verse two again, and then follow it with the refrain. Tell us about it, and it relates to our own theme. So thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
Well, like Peggy said, this is a work in progress, but I want to show it to you because it's about what you're talking about. And I just happen to be working on a similar theme. And I don't know, there's sometimes a big glare.
Oh, my goodness.
So you can't see, maybe you want to move and stand up and get where you can see. Rooting, abiding, and bold.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
The reason I started this painting about a month ago was because I really wanted to get down this feeling I had of the village being protected. And I'd like to describe that to you. I was asked to do a commission for someone a year ago or so of Copper Mountain and the basin here. And this woman saw a face in Copper Mountain looking straight up to the sky. And so I did that one. It's hanging up in the dining hall. You can see prints of that. But while I did that, and while I was looking at the mountain and the face, I also saw a shoulder that came down and looked like it was embracing the village.
Wow.
And I knew I had to do that, and I knew that I couldn't exactly get the feeling down. But above this, so I had the feeling that this valley, especially in the winter, was blanketed with a soft blanket of snow, was protected by the mountains, in fact, held in her arms. Mm-hmm. And Orion in the sky, you know, is a warrior and a hunter that was protecting the village like that. And then above it all was God. So I don't have all those layers in here yet.
Oh. Will you by June?
Pardon?
Will you by June?
I don't know. But I think it's really something. I really thought of these chalet houses here as little baby chicks.
Oh, are you guys little chicks?
So thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The other thing is, I really have a sense that this valley is here for people to brood and abide in, and to have strength and to give the boldness and courage to go out and do what you've been working with here. Okay, and that goes for everybody who comes here. So thank you.
Can you leave that for us to look at more closely?
Yes.
Oh,
sure.
Thank you, Kristen, for sharing that with us. One of the things I wanted us to take a little time to do, and you could do it if you think it would be better for you to do it in the small group so that everyone can share, but I'd like to have you just spend, if we can spend 15 minutes doing this, and then I want to invite those that were going to share some things with us. But why don't you get into those small groups just for... if you can do it really quick, and there's a few people that aren't in groups, just join any old group.
The singing cardinals. We're over here. Yes, right here. This is our usual place.
Must be by
all. Get near you as we are, and it's fireless.
Just join any old group. We'll only spend a few minutes doing this.
We're trying not to. Share with each other what, in terms of
summarizing or pulling together the retreat we've been on together, what parts of the theme and what in the theme in our time together struck a chord with you? So share with each other some of the things that struck a chord with you as we've shared this theme together over this time.
And for me, Yeah. It was actually actually Mary Stram's initial idea, wasn't it? She wanted to do something proactive in our community, in our church community, to look at issues of racism. Leavenworth is a very conservative town, and the fruit industry has brought wonderful populations of Mexican folks, particularly, but lots of Hispanic folks around now. And there's this interesting interface that, you know, a conservative Washington town and migrant folks and now generations. And we wanted to do something positive about how to create peace in our town. And it's kind of grown. Karin, you're so much better at saying these things.
Well, we've actually formed a coalition. We call it, it's great, got a very pretentious name, the North Central Washington Coalition for Dismantling Racism.
Wow. Now repeat that.
The North Central Washington for Dismantling Racism. And we've been presenting workshops by an organization out of Chicago called Crossroads Ministry. And their focus is on defining racism, naming it what it is, and analyzing where it comes from. And it's not just personal prejudice. Racism is defined as personal prejudice along with white power and privilege. Mm-hmm. And I think what we've learned more and more is how insidious this white power and privilege is for many of us that haven't a clue. And anyway, Stacy's got some brochures. We're actually having a fourth of these 2.5-day workshops that we've been putting on for 2 years. And about 150 to 200 people have participated in this training in our communities, schools, social service agencies, churches.
And beyond Leavenworth, I mean, it's a lot of different communities.
Quincy, Wenatchee, we've even had some folks in Ellensburg. I'm pretty sure we can.
Seattle. Chelan.
Yeah. Anyway, we just want you to know about what's going on just in our little central Washington spot. And you might be interested in coming for this 2.5 days of training.
Mm-hmm. You can do that even when it says in the brochure that you have to be, mm-hmm. have been to another group.
No, the 2.5 day, you don't have to go. We're doing 2.5 days, which is the introduction, and then we're doing a third day for people that have already been to some training to what's next, what's the next step. Crossroads, you know, it's not going to happen in a year or 2 years, or it's like 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. It's an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to make copies of these and pass them around.
It's been wonderful work. We already have relationships in our communities, I think, that we didn't have before. And we're working together with people of color who help us and guide us in what they need. And it's been a wonderful, I think, outreach of the church. So.
Thank you. And these are just a few of the bold efforts that we can be about in the world, because we don't have to be afraid, and because we know we're undergirded with a love that accepts us and forgives us and embraces us and sings to us so that we can sing a new song. And that's what this is. It's a new song, mm-hmm. that they're doing. And we just have a few minutes left, and we're going to sing a different song as our closing, which is a way to sing to each other. But before we do that, I just wanted to hear some of any other comments you want to share, and or any that came out of your little group sharing of things that you resonated with or that really struck a chord with you in your life. Any sharing that you want to do with the whole group that came from your little small nest groups.
Well, you know, one of the things that kept coming up in our group about bold ministries is working with children. And in our group, it was particularly that we talked a lot about junior high youth and the incredible struggles that kids that age deal with, and the boldness of the ministries of working with kids and teaching them the faith and being right there with them and in all of the issues that they. The incredible issues that they struggle with.
So there was a common theme in your own little group about that.
Yeah, it always kind of came back to that.
Yeah. Anything else that came out? Yes, okay.
Well, we really like having the biblical connection, non-passages in the Isaiah scripture undergirding this sense of God being with us. And felt that that was really well supported by the particularly the Ralphine poem and how the circularity of just being supported and renewed and returning kind of spirituality images were. So our group was more rooting and abiding than we were bold. This was more bold. But we really liked the way those different parts of the weekend enable us to do that, enable us to glide instead of flapping all the time. Glide and be supportive.
And so the scripture dimension was important to you.
To
in terms of hearing that, yeah, to some of you, the hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Yes, Diane.
This isn't from the small groups, and forgive me if this was already said, but I just really want to thank you, Peggy, for the leadership, for doing the retreat, but I know what you've given me. I'm very visual, and so these new images will linger and linger in terms of the nest and the birds, and especially my particular image of you is the flap, flap. I can't wait to go out to the labyrinth and flap, flap. So I just know that these seeds and thoughts that you are going to linger and be useful to me as I move forward. And so really thank you for the care with which you prepared. And thanks to everyone for coming. The Women's Retreat is probably one of my favorite events of the year. Try to participate just as much as I can. I know that somewhere in the retreat we did talk about what about women's spirit when we get together. It's just always very nourishing. And it reflects them into the overall Holden community. So thank you all for coming and sharing.
Thank you, Diane.
Well, we kind of had the different groups get together. And so from the pelicans, from the doves, from the canaries, from the cardinals, from the orioles, and from the flamingos.
Oh, no!
That God needs you to sing in the world, and God wants to support you to do that. And you've been a marvelous group to work with. It's been a real privilege for me.
Thank you. Thank you, whoever did all of this.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Matt. I want to say something. Diane's not in there. If you just open up to the middle, there's a place to write, and she'll tell us your stuff. And we made a bird.
Made a bird on there.
Well, I think you wouldn't have gotten here if you didn't have Holden Village's address.
Right.
And my last name is Shiner, and I was a canary.
And Janet was in, and what yes. bird? You were in the Cardinal. Janet was in the Janet Grant.
I've got a list either. I don't think I didn't find it this morning. And my name is Judith Richards Hagen.
Spell your last name.
R-I-C-H-E-R-Z-H-A-G-E-N.
Do that again.
Yeah. It's like Richard with a Z, and then you add Hagen.
Oh,
Richard's Hagen. R-I-C-H-E-R-Z-H-A-G-E-N. And my address will be 604 Elm Street, Tillamook, Oregon, 97414. And my email address is judithshalom@yahoo.com.
And do that again.
judithshalom@yahoo.com.
And you were in which bird group?
I was canary.
Did you get that down?
Yeah, Nader Ronning, I was a dove. I didn't know we were supposed to put our bird in there. I'm on the side.
Hey, are you on?
Yeah. Yeah, but I wasn't in a bird group. But you're on the list. I'm on all of them. I'm in there. My last name is Sheldon Ackerson. It's a long hyphenated thing.
Yeah.
When my congregation calls me Pastor Bay. Thank you very much for this. And I think we need to close, and we want to send each other off with a blessing. And Karen has suggested a hymn that she loves within the blue hymnal, you know, with one voice. And anything else anyone wants to share?
Do anybody who does want a picture of their bird group, I'll just sit here for a minute and come by and write it on my list.
Great. Thank you.
Number 721.
Let's stand and yeah, together.
Share God.
God's peace with one another.